MMH, the home of rock radio.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
I'm delighted to be joined by vocalist, guitarist, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. That's a really great album. You all must be really chuffed to bits with it.
Yeah, it was a long time doing it. I think the recording process took like almost 2 years, from starting to write to, you know, getting all the album done, all the mixing, mastering, everything else. We just kind of took a long time to do it. It was a lot of work, but I think the results speak for themselves. There was a period where I definitely wasn't very happy with it, just because I've been so immersed in it and it's just too close to, like, what's the saying? Can't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
Having some time out and looking back at it, I'm really proud of it. I think it's not necessarily the way I would want to do it again, but I wouldn't change anything because the results sort of speak for themselves.
Yeah. So what inspires you to create your music?
So I guess it's the same as everyone else, really. I've always loved guitar ever since I was a little kid. I always wanted to play guitar. I mean, Jesus, my mum talks about when I used to sort of prance around the living room with an acoustic to Adam and the Ants and stuff like that on top of the Pops when I was like three or something. I got into metal when I was in my teenage years, and it's just sort of gone on from there. I just like to create, and I like to create music. I don't think I'm necessarily the best at it or anything, but I enjoy it, and it's something that I need to do. And with Basement Torch Killings, it kind of, I don't know, it's taken on its own thing. The band started as a joke. Me and a friend, I was visiting him in Sweden, and instead of going sightseeing one day, because it was horrible weather in Sweden in October, November, you can imagine, we decided to just write a song. And I created the sort of MySpace for that song and everything for BTK at the airport, at Arlanda Airport, going home. And so from that Sunday morning to that, I guess, by Monday, we had a song and a MySpace page and everything. It just kind of went from there, really. Yeah, it's just something that I've always been passionate about, and I'm a nicer person when I've got music in my life and can let it out. You know, yeah. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. So is there a deal of sort of tongue in cheek and irony about what you do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so going back to the MySpace thing, originally it was going to be a band with, like, it was going to be a one-off song, and we took like real-life serial killers and just made them as the band, just as a joke, really. And then people kind of thought that was, and I think we were just trying to be stupid and offensive for a laugh, but very tongue-in-cheek. And then from there, people wanted us to like do more and start playing live, and obviously that meant we had to create a sort of aesthetic for playing live, which is where the band characters came from. And that's how, you know, I play Tarquin, and we created a whole aesthetic, and it's just to have fun with it. I mean, we always grew up like watching trashy horror movies, like slasher movies, Friday the 13th. League of Gentlemen is a huge inspiration on us. Also going back, I mean, I don't know if you remember Newman and Badil. Rob Newman had these characters, I think, called the Lavenders, which he's done, I'll say recently, probably like 15 years ago. But they were like this creepy old couple and stuff.
Oh, yes, I remember, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just that type of thing, sort of, that we build it around. And then it's just having a laugh with it. But the one thing that we've tried to do, especially on this album, because the whole thing is presented as a kind of serial killers for dummies, is to make it very tongue-in-cheek and ironic, but at the same time make it almost real, yeah, rather than just doing like gore, blah, 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 is actually looking and thinking about how some of these things, because it, you know, some of these lessons that the killers would need or whatever, and then just how to present it almost in a real way, but obviously everyone knowing it's a joke and not serious. Yeah, it's rather than just being, it's just trying to be, I don't want to use the word clever because nothing I do is clever, but you know what I mean? It's trying to be a little bit more mature at the same time being a 15-year-old kid. It's just...
No, I think it's really nice. I think the track introductions and the introduction to the album and the way that all, that kind of ties it all together beautifully. I think that works. That works really well. Like you say, you could do it in a way where it wouldn't sound as good as it does, but it, for what you're doing, it totally absolutely works for the album and the music that you're presenting. I just think it's great. I think it's brilliant.
Cheers.
No, you're very welcome. How would you describe the sound? Is it you know, are you on the death gore side? Is that sort of deliberately what you want to do? Yeah,
so, I mean, the thing is, I was a massive fan of sort of the old school 90s death grind. So Carcass were always a huge influence. I'm talking more about, things like Necroticism and Symphonies of Sickness, as opposed to when they sort of matured into, mature is the wrong word, but as opposed to Heartwork and what came after, that was more like Melodeath. I like the sort of the grindy sound. I'm a huge fan of bands like Exhumed, Impaled, General Surgery. I mean, we even have a joke that all the bands I like are like the Carcass clones, but yeah, you know, so that's type of the thing that we were kind of going for, and it's just naturally what comes out. I think sometimes we get pigeonholed into some of the more sort of extreme gore grind bands like Guttalax and Spasm and things like that. We're not really that. We haven't got the pitch shifted vocals and everything else. It's that murky sort of grind death thing, I guess. It's just the aesthetic that puts it more into the gore grindy type.
Yeah, and the vocals just work brilliantly. I mean, that works just fantastically. Does that work as well live as it does on the album?
Yeah, if anything, I think it works better live. One of the hangovers we've always had with going back to the way we recorded, like when we first started as a band, I sort of mentioned that the other guy was in Sweden, so everything was done kind of over the internet. And so the first time we ever do vocals to record was when we actually get together to record. We don't really like rehearse them. For whatever reason, that's just carried on, even with the new lineup. So Millie, that plays Beryl, was doing a degree for nursing. She's a mental health nurse. So she couldn't really come to practice. So actually, when it comes to recording, the first times we did those vocals, we were sat in the studio together saying, yeah, I think they fit like this or do that. So by the time we actually get to play live, you've kind of rehearsed it a lot more, and I think the delivery becomes a little bit more natural and everything else. I always have a problem when I'm recording that I blow my voice in the first two songs because I get overly excited, which I never do when I'm which I never do live. Touch wood again, I never do live. So I think it kind of works better because it's, in some ways, it works on the album, and that's the way we've always done it. But live, I think it plays even better. And the character Beryl, I think, is the strength of our band. I mean, the vocals are awesome. But one of the great things when she joined the band is she got the band. She just fitted from day one. And obviously with the outfits and the characters, that visual element is really important.
Yeah.
So she's a perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely. The artwork for the album, is that something you guys have decided on?
Yeah, I actually did all the artwork for this album.
Oh, brilliant, right.
Going back to the Serial Killers for Dummies, the original one we was going to do was actually based on one of the Dummies guides, you know, like Guitar for Dummies or the yellow. So I did one of those, and then I was like, we might get into trouble for this. And as soon as you start changing it too much, it didn't fit. So then I went back and I was kind of thinking, this whole true crime vibe would be cool to do. So I had a book on serial killers that had one of those classics, you know, like the photo fits. Images, and that just started in me inspiring me, really, and then it just went from there. But I'm really chuffed with how it came out, actually. I mess around on Photoshop, and sometimes I get good results. Normally I don't.
No,
this time I lucked in.
So what have you been working on during this this period of, have you been sort of thinking forward and working on
So I mean, lockdown's been really frustrating for us because we had some amazing shows this year. This was like it's we're alive, we're healthy, it's not, you know, there's people that have got a lot worse than us, but it's just gutting. We were supposed to go and play like Death East open air, we were going to do some shows in the Czech Republic, just everything we've wanted to do was kind of penciled for this year, and it was and anyway, we are where we are. Hopefully that stuff will all happen next year, but we've got the other issue of Brexit. We don't know what that's going to do with us playing abroad and things like that. So there's, we'll see. We'll see. We'll make it work. But outside of that, I guess I've kind of started writing a new EP. So at the beginning of the lockdown, we had this idea of doing a EP like a lot of bands did. We've got the sketches of 7 tracks. Drums have been recorded for 3 of them. But it's kind of, we've just not really, it's kind of just been left for a little while, just as, you know, work and everything else got in. So at some point that will see the light of day. It's kind of a little bit different. The songs are much shorter, much sharper. I don't know if they're going to have solos on them, which would be a first for us.
Oh, right.
They probably will. Yeah. I know they will. It's just at the moment in my head, I'm like thinking, well, maybe we won't, but I'll give in. I can't help myself. So that's kind of where that is. At some point, we'll have to write the lyrics for it. I've also been doing some stuff around the live show, what we want to do. So somehow, and we've got some ideas, but I'm not going to share them now in case I don't do them. But what we're basically looking at doing is trying to make the live show like a lecture.
Oh, right,
so,
yeah.
The whole thing is sort of, you know, the way we've promoted this is instead of the band being active killers, which is what they always were, this time they're like trying to educate people. So I want to kind of play with that theme. And I actually went to a couple of true crime lectures in the last year or so. And they have a very sort of certain aesthetic and everything. I thought it'd be quite cool to play with that. So I've bought myself a projector and I'm going to see what we can do with that. And then the other thing I've been doing is I've kind of hooked up with some old friends from when I was a teenager, and we might be putting together like a thrash band. So as a side project. So I've been working on some of that as well. It's kind of, I'm a huge Metallica fan, so I've been exploring that side and kind of writing something that, it's kind of just old school thrash, which is a bit of fun. So lots of musical ideas. We've just got to make some of that actually happen.
Yeah, it will. I'm sure it will. I'm sure 2021 it'll be a completely different kettle of fish. Paul, I honestly can't thank you enough for your time. Thank you for the album. It's wonderful.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.